All right.
Okay, first person to get it should say something.
Can
we change the subject line, or is it the same subject line, Dan?
It's the same subject line.
Okay. Yes,
can you read it? Because I'm not in front of the computer.
Okay. You want to read it in the meantime? It's not here yet, Jan.
Oh, okay, sure. Could somebody send Temba the call-in number, which is what I was...
He's on the call.
Oh, he's on the call.
Oh, sorry. I just saw it as I was sending this up. Okay. Motion to request the IED to direct the construction of a report and send it to the affiliate task force, which will give the following information. Oh, which affiliate station contracts have been signed as of 2016? Which stations, with an apostrophe there, payments have been received? Names of any new affiliates stations?
Okay, so Adriana,
for the start,
before we discuss it, names of new affiliates station since September
2015.
So in other words, the new ones in the last year, because their contract.
Do you mean the fiscal year? Our fiscal year begins on October 1st.
I know, but the contract signing of affiliates begins in September.
How do you know?
No, those contracts are effective, I believe, on October 1st. Well, because she's the lawyer in the suit against the whole thing. So is that the basis of your knowledge? My understanding was that it ran with our fiscal year.
No. I mean, they start sending them out in August, and September is the biggest month normally of when they get, of when they're signed.
But when is it effective? Hey, it's your motion. Adriana, you wanted to speak?
Yes, I want to amend. I want to put that we ask the ID to request the affiliate coordinator, Ursula Rudenberg, to send that information, because she is the one that should have that information.
This is me. So I recognize myself. Actually, you know, Jan, the motion that you sent is not the motion that you said. You included the language that I said was going to be my amendment about directing the construction. That was not part of what you said. Well, then that's not your motion. You should send us your motion. That's the problem with dealing with motions that aren't in writing. People keep changing them.
Okay. I thought I would just save our... fact that we only have two amendments for letting somebody else. I adopted your language. I thought it was much more elegant. I apologize.
I just think we should be factual, even if it's inelegant.
Did I put your name on it? I really apologize. I thought I was trying to be efficient. Since we, you know...
I would just like you to send us the motion that you proposed.
Okay.
Adriana's amendment is going to be based on the amendment that the motion that she heard.
Okay.
Yes.
It's now what it is, and if you want to undo it and amend it, go back, be my guest. But, you know, what I ended up saying is what I think was the best motion, and you can do whatever you want. It's the floor's to do whatever you want.
Okay, Jan, that's not how that works. Your motion is your motion. You don't get to just add stuff to what you said. That's what the problem is. Adriana, do you want to amend this existing language, regardless of authorship?
I amend basically what I heard Jan to say, that she was requesting the ID, and what I want to say is I request the ID to request from the affiliate coordinator that information. I mean, we have an employee that is being paid to keep those things, in order. She's the one.
Okay, we don't have to get into the...
Jan Goodman on the stack.
So your amendment is to change the words, because I'm looking at the amendment. I know you're not in front of a computer. What Jan sent us was motion to request the IED to direct the construction of a report, and you would like to amend it to request that the affiliate director prepare a report.
Exactly.
Teresa, do you have that?
I received in writing from Jan the motion regarding. I have Jan's motion. I don't have anything from Adriana.
Right. I do admit she's not in front of a computer, and that's why I repeated her language and asked you whether you had it. I can type it if you weren't able to get it.
No, I don't have it. So why don't you give it to me again?
I'm typing.
Adriana Costa,
you wanted to be on the floor? Excuse me. Hold on, Teresa. I'll send it to you in writing since you didn't get it. Jan, you wanted to be on the floor.
Never mind. That's okay.
We're way over time.
Okay. I'm going to send this language. And... give me 1 second. My phone went to sleep.
This is an amendment, correct?
Yes, it's Adriana's amendment. Okay, so it's been sent. It's on the same thread, so it still says draft agenda for a task force meeting.
Okay, I forgot
9:48. Great, beautiful. So we're voting on the amendment first, please. We're out of time, so there's no time for discussion. You call the roll when you're able.
So if I understand this correctly, the original motion said motion to request the IED to direct the construction of a report and send it to the task force, which will have the following information, blah, blah. And instead of that, you want motion to request that the affiliate coordinator prepare a report to direct the construction. Is that right?
Right. We're replacing the phrase beginning to direct with the phrase to request.
Okay. Well, instead of requesting the IED to direct the construction, you're requesting that the affiliate coordinator...
No, Teresa. No.
Okay.
The amendment begins after IED. The amendment begins by replacing the words to direct the construction of... with the words to request that the affiliate coordinator prepare, and then, you know, we continue a report and send it to.
Okay. Okay, to request the ID, to request that the affiliate coordinator prepare a report, right?
Yep, we do a lot of requesting, yes.
Okay. Perhaps there's no objection.
Any objection to the amendment? By Adriana? Great. So
I have
the motion as it.
Excuse me.
Yes, Jan.
Yes, I do have an. Are we telling the IED how to do it? Because as I understand it, the contracts are now being signed by the executive director and the National Finance Office is in charge of getting them signed. So must she have the affiliate director do it? I mean, that's why I think...
Well...
Okay, I'll just argue against Adriana's amendment, that it ties the hands of the executive director and she could have it done however she wants.
Okay. Okay, you asked for the floor and a point of information, and then you proceeded to argue while we were out of time. It really doesn't matter. I'm quite sure you've said both that she's signing it and that the national office is responsible for signing it, and both things cannot be true. But I'm quite sure that regardless of who is authorized to sign the contract, that the affiliate director would be informed when a contract is signed, since she's the person who has the most direct contact with the affiliate stations. I trust that they have exchanged enough information that the report can be produced by the affiliate director. But if it's impossible to fulfill, I'm sure the IED will let us know.
Well, okay, so I...
Can we vote on the amendment? What?
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
Can we vote on the amended motion?
Oh,
is there any objection?
Excuse me. Point of order. If we vote on the amendment motion and we vote it down, then we vote on the original motion. Is that correct?
I just asked whether there was any objection to the amendment. I heard none.
Okay, I'm sorry. I did object to it. I do object to it.
No, you asked a question and made statements.
Okay, so now
okay,
I...
Take the vote. Okay, okay, all right. Teresa, could you call the roll on the amendment, please?
Okay. I hate to say this, but I want to make sure what are we voting on right now?
Okay, please, don't do that. We are replacing the words "to direct the construction of" with the words "to request that the affiliate coordinator prepare."
Okay, great. Now I understand. So we're voting on that right now, which is Adriana Casanave's motion. Amendment, I'm sorry. Okay. Alan's going to pass for now. Adriana Casanave?
Yes.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
No.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
No.
All right, no. Okay. Chandra Hopman? Not hearing anything. Sean Rhodes?
No.
No, okay. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sabaranaratomi?
Yes.
Okay. Tembe Shibande? Tembe Shibanda?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And Alan says no. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4 no, and 1, 2, 3, 4 yes.
Yes,
so the substitution fails.
Okay, let's vote on the unamended motion that was posted by Jan Goodman.
Okay. All right.
Is there objection to that language?
Yes.
Okay, let's vote.
All right. So Alan says yes. Adriana Casanave?
No.
No. Okay. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
All right. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
All right. Chandra Hopman? Not hearing you. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
All right. Serene Roberts?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Nancy Sabaranaratomi?
I'm going to pass.
Okay, pass. And Tembe Shibande?
No.
No, okay. And Nancy Sabaranaratomi?
No.
No, okay.
This is Serene?
Yes, Serene.
I change my vote to no.
No. Okay. Abstain to no. So 1, 2, 3, 4 yes and 4 no.
Okay, the motion failed. We're out of time on this, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so... Okay, so looking under new business, you will find it in your agenda as the first item under old business, but we're actually in new business. Report regarding the process between the time affiliate candidates submit their nomination papers and when those documents are forwarded to the PNB, to PNB members, and that has 5 minutes. We don't have to use them all, though.
Point of information?
Yes, Adriana.
Who put that point on the agenda?
Yeah, I was just saying, Jan, I think this is one of yours.
Oh, okay.
Yes, one of mine.
Okay, so go ahead, please.
As I said earlier, I mean, I don't know that we can do anything other than to ask Janet what this is. I asked Janet if she could send the information about the nominees or the candidates for affiliate director to us prior to December 1st, and she said that that there were things, behind-the-scenes things that had to be done between the time they were received by her and when she sent them out, and I wanted to know what those things were, and hoping that at least one of them was making sure that people were current affiliates.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
What's the motivation for this?
Adriana, you're recognized. Jan, hold on. What is your point of order?
I have a hard time understanding why we are talking permanently about who somebody understood that the secretary was telling that director in their conversation. Why is that relevant to us? Why have anything to do, and why this point is being brought to this agenda when no one of us can answer what is there? I still do not understand it, because it's the third time that I heard Director Goodman talking about what she understood that the secretary said. You want to rehearse this? Keep rehearsing this because you heard that?
So I agree that it has been stated a number of times on this call that the process is laid out in Article 5 of the bylaws, and the member has been asked to not merely assert things, but to document them using the bylaws, which are our guide. But if she has a motion or a question, well, actually, at this point, if we could just have a motion and move on, because we've done it already. So, do you have a motion or something, Jan? Otherwise, I mean, or is there something that you feel we've not?
Does anybody know what this behind-the-scenes process is? It's just something that I think that we, as a committee, should know. Because I've been
asked. Not the committee.
And maybe.
Okay, Adriana, don't.
If you know, the behind-the-scenes process is blah-de-blah. It's just something that it should be transparent to everybody and not like, you know.
Jan,
blah.
I'm sorry. Do you have a motion? Because we've heard you say this repeatedly. There is whatever Janet needs to do in her role as secretary in terms of organizing the information, being sure that if the process asks for 4 documents and we receive 3, you know, that she contacts the person and say, you have until such and such a date to amend or to adjust or to resend, or if it's scrambled. I mean, whatever. How is that possibly relevant? Sorry, that was opinion. What are you going to get on the 4th asking of the question that we have not yet said? Janet is not on the call. It is actually perhaps more than a little unfair to keep asserting that she has said certain things. What?
Okay. Jan Goodman.
Do you have a motion?
I do not have a motion. It's really a point of information.
Okay. Does anyone on the committee have an answer for Jan?
All it is.
Right, but it's the 4th time. Yes, Adriana?
I think that the only answer that we have is the bylaws. And if somebody doesn't agree with the bylaw, we can, you know, propose a bylaw amendment instead of keep talking and talking among ourselves without any, you know, result. The person that she's mentioning, the secretary, I don't think that it's fair that we are talking about all this situation and inventing or thinking of possible scenarios without that person. I mean, what are we trying to do? I don't understand the idea of this.
Jan, may I make a suggestion?
You know what?
Jan, may I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Okay. I believe we've invested way too much time on this. The bylaws are really clear. You send your stuff in by the 15th. The secretary ensures it gets to the PNB by the 1st. There's no command that she must do anything between the 15th and the 1st, but the best place to raise that question would be on a meeting with the secretary. She's not on this task force, and we've discussed this at least four times tonight. Why? Move on.
I agree. Let's move on. You're totally right.
Report regarding the number. I'm sorry, Nancy.
Time.
Oh, amen. We have 5 minutes for this item. And again, we don't have to use it just because it's there. Report regarding the number and names of candidates for affiliate directors. And this is presumed to be on the 2017 PND. Jan, this was one of yours?
You know, I'm sorry. I was just finishing up trying to look at the what I was doing.
I'm asking whether item B regarding a report on the numbers and names of candidates for affiliate directors, whether this was one of your items.
It was, but I respectfully, if nobody here knows this answer, if anybody knows the answer, we'd all like to know, but I'm sure.
Alan for the stack.
Yes, Teresa.
I believe it states in the bylaws that the secretary has until December 1st to give the names of the people who have applied for affiliate positions, for the affiliate director positions. So this would have been appropriate if we had gotten the report by now. Obviously, the secretary feels she needs some more time. So I think that we can hope that the secretary gives it to the PNB and thus it comes to us as quickly as possible. But at this time, we don't have those names.
Okay. This is Doreen. Of course, people are free to say anything they want. This is America. But we can stop invoking someone who's not present in the meeting. So there doesn't have to be any comment about the fact that we don't have them, because her obligation is to provide them by December 1st. So we don't need a comment about what the secretary feels.
It's
you know, madam, point of personal privilege. Madam Chair.
No.
You know, everything that comes from doesn't have to be made out by you as something that is
point
is derogatory.
Of order,
I did not
Chair.
Mean anything derogatory by that
point
at
of
all.
Order, Madam Chair.
Yeah, no, I think you're abusing your position
order,
as chair to do that.
Okay, Adriana, your point of order.
Can you instruct the members? They can ask for whatever they wish, but they need to ask for the chair to give them the floor instead of jumping and say whatever they wish. There is a said that was a PNB member during so long. She should know.
I don't understand what her complaint is.
Wait a second. Her statement is that you request the floor, you wait until you're granted the floor, and that after the number of years in the past 13 or so that you've been on the PNB, that she might have expected that you would operate that way.
Fine. I'd like to be put on the stack. Alan for the stack.
There is no stack. There is no issue. We're moving
now,
on to
I
the
have an issue,
agenda.
Adam. It is a point of personal privilege.
You have another point of personal privilege?
Yes, because I don't think you got the
okay,
first
Okay, go
time.
Ahead.
I don't think you got
I
the
got
first
you.
Time.
I got you very
My
close,
point of personal privilege is that I feel mistreated by the chair in that everything that I state, the chair takes the time to make it out as if I'm trying to insult someone and paraphrasing what I'm saying and putting it in a bad light. And I think my words can speak for themselves, and I meant nothing derogatory toward the secretary, and I think that is an abuse of the chair's position to do such a thing.
Okay. So the next item on the agenda and the last item on the agenda, we need to set a time on this, by the way. It's the item that was I'm hearing a little voice. Is someone trying to speak? Okay, if you can pound one until you have the floor, that would be really useful, whoever is giving us that feedback. The next item on the agenda is to review brainstorm potential services to affiliate stations. We need to set a time for this. Anyone have a proposal? It's 10:08 in New York.
I say 15 minutes.
Any connections out there?
Alan suggests 15 minutes.
We heard you, Teresa. I'm asking whether others have a different proposal. Okay, Nancy, are you here?
Yes. How about 10 minutes?
Okay. Let's take a vote. Either say 10 or 15, as your name is called.
Alan will withdraw the 15 if that's okay with the chair or the committee, rather than spend 10 minutes voting.
It doesn't take 10 minutes to vote.
Or 5,
anyway.
Even 5.
Okay. You don't have the floor. Does anyone object to the withdrawing of the idea of 15 minutes, and we'll just do 10? So be it. Someone have a proposal? Whose item was it? Who put this on the agenda?
Alan for the stack.
Who asked that this be put on the agenda, please?
I believe, Madam Chair, Alan.
Are you answering my question about who put it on
yes.
the agenda?
Yes, I'm asked to be recognized so I can answer your question.
Jump in.
Okay, I think this was put on the agenda because it is a constructive idea of how we can help our affiliates. I believe it was on the agenda last month and had been brought up actually 1 or 2 months before that this is something that we should always be looking for, how we can help our affiliates.
I didn't ask for why. I asked who, so I would know who would speak to it first.
I don't
Who
think
it
was any one person, Madam Chair.
It just appeared on the agenda. Okay, would you like to speak first, Teresa?
Yes.
Great.
I think that we might ask our affiliate director who, if she's gotten any suggestions from people at the Grassroots Radio Conference, which she attended last summer.
Jan Goodman.
Okay. Are you going to make a motion to that effect?
Jan,
we would need a motion to act. Just a minute, Jan. Are you making a motion to that effect, Teresa?
Okay. I move that we ask our affiliate director if our affiliates had any requests for additional services at the Grassroots Radio Conference.
Okay. You're going to email it to us?
Yes.
Okay, great. Jan?
Before that, motion, and so it's not relevant to that motion, but I was going to suggest that we at least ask our affiliate director, who I think is still on the call.
Can the person who's typing please mute?
To ask our affiliate director, who's at least on the call, who I was on the call, I think, if he has any suggestions also. And is it appropriate, since this is a task force, that we, rather than having a motion and, you know, like focus on one thing, that we perhaps brainstorm for a while and have a conversation so that a number of ideas might come out or not?
Teresa's motion doesn't forbid any of that from happening.
Oh.
Yeah, when I open the floor, anyone with an idea could offer it and can still do so.
Okay, so is our affiliate director still on the call? Are you there, Simba? No, I guess not.
Right. I thought I heard him speak a minute ago. Maybe he's on mute.
Did you send the motion, Teresa? Oh, okay.
Was that you? Was that him? Hello?
Yes.
Do you have
any... Did you call Timba?
Yes, she's trying to ask a question.
Yes, Timba.
Okay.
It's just if you have any ideas of services that Pacifica could supply that would be helpful to you in your station or other affiliates.
Well, that's kind of, you know, I can't really say it right off on the spot, but you know, I could bring it back to a meeting or something like that, but I can't think of anything right offhand that we specifically need as an affiliate right now.
Okay.
Do we have the motion? Thank you, Timba. Do we have the motion, Teresa?
I am sending it to your more serene address.
I don't know why you would do that. I haven't used it in quite
some
time.
All right, so what...
Just use the list. Just use the same list we've been using for motions and distribution of the agenda all evening. Just hit reply all.
I have not been using that.
Okay, but I'm suggesting that you do use it, since it is what both Jan and I have used all evening.
Okay, well, let me see if I can get to that. Reply. I will cut and paste.
Thanks.
And in the meantime, I have some additional suggestions.
Don't share them. Don't share them if it impairs your sending the motion that we've been waiting for. Just let's do one thing at a time. Does anyone who is not trying to type have something they want to share? Someone should hum.
Okay, I just sent it. So I hope that satisfies that. Okay, my additional suggestions are that we ask our affiliates if there are any additional corrections or features to AudioPort that we need to improve upon. I also
point of information.
What is your point of information, Adriana?
Teresa, did you say that you just sent a motion?
Got it.
Can we hear the motion, please?
Okay, so I have the motion before me, and because we have 4 minutes left, I would suggest we deal with the motion that's on the floor.
Madam Chair, Alan for the
staff. Yes, Teresa. Yes.
You know,
Teresa.
This was a brainstorming session, and rather, you know, I guess that's why I initially reacted in opposition to the making of a motion. If we're going to brainstorm, why not just throw all these positive ideas out without questioning them or trying to turn them into the motion, so we can possibly come up with some positive ideas rather than getting all bogged down in parliamentary procedure?
Well, let me say this. It was 10:10, I think, by the time we agreed to extend for 10 minutes, and it's now 10:16. We can send a, quote, bunch of ideas, or we can send
a motion, which actually constitutes a decision that the body has taken, as opposed to an idea which may or may not appeal to, you know, two or three or four people on the task force. We have a motion. We can quickly dispose of the motion, and folks can continue to brainstorm. It's not either or.
Okay, well, let's do it quickly then, because
that's what I said before
thing.
You objected.
One little
we
thing
have
is tied up our whole brain.
Teresa, ay. You just killed a minute. Okay, Teresa Allen moved that we, quote, request affiliate director to notify the task force of any additional services that Pacifica can provide them, particularly if they were given to her at the GRC. That's the motion.
Perhaps
I have an amendment, but I have an amendment, but if anyone else wants to stack, please speak up. Okay, so my amendment would be to strike particularly if they were given to her at the GRC. And to motivate my amendment, where she picked them up. If folks said, hey, these things would be useful to us, then sure, share them. So my amendment would be to strike. Is there any objection to that? Okay, is there any objection to the amended motion?
Madam Chair, I guess you need to, what are we striking? Because you're not putting it in writing. You asked me to put it in writing, but you're not putting anything in writing, and I'm getting confused.
Because I'm striking everything after then. I'm striking particularly if they were given to her at GRC. Would you like me to send an email saying strike this? I can. It's not a problem.
I'm opposed to that. So sorry if I'm killing the meeting, but
I didn't say you were killing. You see, right now you're okay. We have 1 minute. Let's vote.
Yeah.
Let's vote, please. Call the roll. The issue is whether or not to strike the words, particularly if they were given to her at GRC. So if you believe that, you know, a necessary part of the motion,
Alan says,
please vote.
Alan says
excuse
no,
me, I'm not
strike.
Done. I'm not done. But if you believe that it's an essential part of the motion, be sure to vote against striking it. Go ahead. Go ahead with the roll call, Teresa.
Alan says no, I don't want to. I do not want to amend. Adriana Casanave?
Yes.
All right. Crozier?
I think he's off the call.
He's off the call? Okay. Goodman?
No.
All right.
I don't know which way to vote. If I don't want the material stricken, do I vote yes or do I vote no?
No to strike. No to strike.
Okay, no to strike.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. No means I want to strike it or no means I don't?
The motion was to strike it, so that if you do not wish to strike it, you would vote no.
Oh, okay,
to strike
thank
it.
You. No. I got it. No.
If you want the amendment to strike,
Teresa, I have
say
answered
yes.
The question. Take the roll.
Okay, I understand it now. My vote is no.
All right. Chandra Hopman? Not hearing you. Sean Rhodes?
No.
All right. No. Serene Roberts?
Yes, to strike.
All right. Nancy Saibara Naritomi? Not hearing you. Tembe Shibanda?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Temba.
Yes.
Temba Shibanda?
Yes, I want to say.
Yes, thank you. Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3 yeses and 1, 2, 3 no. 3 yes, 3 no.
The motion fails. voting on the unamended motion that you would have received at 10:15 Eastern.
All right. Okay. Alan says yes. Adriana Casanabe?
Pass.
Yes. Okay.
She said pass.
Oh, she said pass.
I said pass.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you. Sorry. Bill Crozier?
You're welcome.
Bill Crozier? No, not hearing him. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Shonda Hoffman? Not hearing you. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Thank you. Serene Roberts?
I abstain.
Abstain, okay. Nancy Sabara Naratomi? Not hearing you. And Temba Shibanda?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. So, one, two,
Adriana
three.
Adriana passed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Adriana.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. All right. So, it's three yeses and three abstains. Motion passes.
The meeting, the agenda item is done. The agenda is done. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Bye.